The annual celebration of Norwegian heritage is Petersburg's biggest event of the year, so it usually draws several lawmakers from out of town. They often take the opportunity to meet with local leaders and other residents about legislative issues and talk to the media. This year was no exception, and the biggest issue was Senate Bill 21. That measure effectively cut taxes on oil production by billions of dollars. Juneau Representative Kathy Munoz initially voted against the bill because she thought it needed some changes, but when it came up for reconsideration, she voted to pass it along with the rest of the Republican majority in the House.
The main concern, of course, is that the production has decreased so rapidly. Just in my 5 years in the legislature, the production has gone down about 25%, and that represents billions of dollars in revenue to the state of Alaska. So my strong feeling is that the state needs to do something, that there are problems in the current tax policy in ACEs that need to be refined and made to be more competitive as it relates to other taxing jurisdictions in the Western Hemisphere.
ACES stands for Alaska's Clear and Equitable Share. That was the oil tax regime instituted in 2007 under then-Governor Sarah Palin. It included a windfall profits tax that increased with the price of oil, reaping billions more for the state. SB 21 eliminated that provision, which is often called progressivity. According to Munoz, Alaska needs to incentivize more production, not only at existing oil developments called legacy fields, but at new sites as well. Republican Representative Peggy Wilson of Wrangell also voted for the bill. Southeast's other four lawmakers are against it. Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins questions the need for more incentives. He points out that under ACES, ConocoPhillips made more than $500 million in profit in Alaska just for the first quarter of this year.
I can't be persuaded that $500 million in profit in 3 months needs to be increased, I mean, to incentivize more production, because, I mean, maybe I should go into the oil business, but if that's too low, I mean, I just don't think people can accept that.
Which is one of the reasons why Christ Tompkins and other critics think there's a good chance the public will vote to repeal SB 21. According to the Alaska Department of Revenue, the tax cut will cost the state at least $4.5 billion in revenue over the next 6 years. That's the forecast. Had the changes been in place in 2012, it would have cost the state $1.7 billion for just 1 year. That's according to Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, who thinks SB 21 gives away too much.
The production that was done in 2012, was the vast majority of that is already economic under ACES by virtually any measure, rate of return, cash margins. So when you see $1.7 billion moving, red flags should go up. Something's wrong.
Stedman thinks the progressivity under ACES should have been toned down but not eliminated. He was one of only two Republican senators who joined with Democrats to oppose SB 21.
We're a political sovereign and we should be treated like one and we should act like one. And we should not act or put up with being treated as a third world country where someone says, we'll take your resources and we'll give you some jobs. My response is, we'll sell you our resources and we'll get the jobs to get the resources out to market. But we're not going to trade you the resource for the jobs. That's just ridiculous.
Stedman says he'll sign the petition to get the referendum on the ballot, and once it's on the ballot, he says he'll campaign for repeal. Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell certified the petition drive application as part of his job, but Treadwell says he would have voted in favor of SB 21 had he been in the legislature.
You know, we've kind of set ourselves up if talking about this as a giveaway or not as a giveaway. We have to really begin to think about attracting investment. Now, is it a risk? There's always a risk. You set up a tax system, you hope you're going to raise your revenues by raising production.
Treadwell emphasizes that unlike ACES, SB 21 ties oil tax credits to actual production rather than just investment.
You know, people said, let's have a tax. If we're going to reduce taxes, let's make sure we get a commitment to produce. The biggest thing we did in SB 21 is pull back the credits that were paid out without production. And we changed the timing of the credits so that you get production, then you get the credit.
Opponents, such as Representative Beth Krutula, a Juneau Democrat, point out that the elimination of progressivity means a tax break for oil companies whether or not they step up production.
We changed this tax without one guarantee, not even a memorandum of understanding, not even one company stepping up and saying, we're going to put new production into the pipeline, which is what, you know, we're so desperately after so we can continue that revenue. But what kind of a negotiation is that?
Kurtula and her fellow Juneau Democrats, Senator Dennis Egan, say Alaska's budget outlook, from funding for education to capital project spending, is much worse under SB 21.
I hope it works, but I just have real reservations about it. We've tried crazy stuff like this before, and it doesn't work. You know, we could have tweaked the current legislation and done a much better job for the people. You think capital projects were down this year? Just wait.
Supporters of the referendum petition have until July 13th to gather enough signatures. If they succeed, it will be up for a public vote during Alaska's primary election in August 2014. With thanks to Mark Kubo for the Little Norway Audio, I'm Matt Lichtenstein in Petersburg.